foreign news. I'm John Scott. The European Union's top diplomat has urged a group of seven leaders to bolster their defense of Ukraine and call for restraint in the Middle East.
In the sleepy Italian resort of Capri, a bell's toll pierced the morning air. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell started the day talking to reporters about his hopes for the meeting of G7 foreign ministers. Borrell said G7 leaders had to make quick decisions to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia.
Otherwise, the electricity system of Ukraine will be destroyed.
The EU's top diplomat urged Israel to show restraint following an Iranian air assault on its territory. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNews.com. Steps being taken to keep the names of jury members in the Trump criminal trial private.
The less information about the jurors, the better, says former federal prosecutor David Weinstein.
Whatever's said in the courtroom is going to be used by someone somewhere to try to find out the identities of these individuals. It shouldn't be happening. It really shouldn't matter. People shouldn't be prying into people's private lives.
A majority of potential jurors have been dismissed after indicating they could not serve fairly, including Mark DeMuro.
They asked if you could be impartial, if you couldn't, if you had bias and felt you couldn't be impartial, to raise your hand.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A new report shows that the head of Maui's Emergency Management Agency dragged his heels about returning to the island as wildfires ripped across the island last August. That came as a broader communications breakdown left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 40 points. The NASDAQ, 62 points in the red. This is SRN News. Christian schools produce better citizens.
A new study published in the Educational Psychology Review finds that religious institutions and private schools in general are better than the public schools, turning out students who possess civic literacy and are engaged citizens. Lead author Danish Shakil of Buckingham University tells the Christian Post that, quote, private schooling does not threaten democracy. In fact, it may strengthen it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A search committee previously sued for gender discrimination has announced its pick for the next senior pastor of America's flagship black church. Kevin Johnson, founding pastor of Dare to Imagine Church in Philadelphia, will be recommended to lead the more than 200-year-old Abyssinian Baptist Church in New York. Based in Harlem, Abyssinian became a famous megachurch with the political rise of Adam Clayton Powell. This is SRN News. Starbucks introducing new cold drink cups with less plastic.
The coffee giant says the new cups for drinks like frappuccinos, refreshers, and cold brews will contain up to 20% less plastic. The new cups will roll out in stores in the U.S. and Canada starting this month. Starbucks says frappuccinos and other cold drinks now account for 75% of its U.S. beverage sales. That's up from 37% in 2013. The company estimates the new cups will keep more than 13.5 million pounds of plastic out of landfills each year. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Virginia's governor signing a law that allows the state's colleges and universities to directly pay athletes through name, image, and likeness deals. The law, signed by Governor Glenn Youngkin, bypasses an NCAA rule that prevents schools from paying athletes under NIL guidelines. It takes effect July 1st. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.